From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Five U.S. states hold presidential primary elections Tuesday. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to give a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump, a Republican, and Hillary Clinton, a Democrat.
I was a registered Democrat up until this election. I'm one of those jumped for Trump girls.
I decided to vote it based on someone who fought for civil rights, someone who represents the people that look like me today.
I think the major issue of our time right now is the immigration, and it's the illegal aliens, and Europe seeing what can happen if you don't have your borders.
Voters in Connecticut. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in a last resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties has enough support to form a government, and that the nation will have new elections on June 26th. The vote will be a rerun of an inconclusive election held last December. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Tuesday after 2.5 years of civil war and was sworn in as the country's top vice president. Jason Patinkin reports.
Riek Machar fled Juba 2.5 years ago as South Sudan's war broke out. Now he's come back and has taken up the post of first vice president under President Salva Kiir. Machar and Kiir's forces have waged a brutal war against each other since December 2013, a few months after the president fired Machar as his deputy. The two men signed a peace deal last year, but implementation has been slow, with fighting continuing in some areas. Machar's return raises prospects that the deal can start taking effect. Jason Patinkin, Juba.
And this is VOA News. The United States deployed F-22 fighter jets to Romania as a sign of support for NATO's Eastern European allies facing aggression from Russia. The fighter jets landed on Monday at an airbase in the country's southeast. Tuesday marks the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident, in which an explosion at a power plant near the town contaminated a wide area with radiation. During the catastrophe, 2 people died immediately, while 29 more died within weeks. It is estimated thousands more have died from cancers and other illnesses in the ensuing years due to radiation. Adi Rochas is with Chernobyl Children International.
The impact of that single shocking nuclear accident cannot be undone. Its radioactive footprint is embedded in our world forever.
More than 200 tons of uranium are still inside the reactor site, fueling fears that new radiation leaks could occur in the area, which is considered to be unsafe for at least the next century. An Al-Qaeda-affiliated group has claimed responsibility for the killing of a Bangladeshi gay rights activist and his friend. Ansar al-Islam said on Twitter that it killed Shulhaz Manan and Taneh Mujumdar on Monday, calling the two pioneers of practicing and promoting homosexuality in Bangladesh. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest called on Bangladesh to bring the murderers to justice.
We strongly urge the government of Bangladesh to ensure that the perpetrators of this senseless crime are brought to justice. I can tell you that the U.S. government has already been in touch with the government of Bangladesh to make clear this investigation is a priority.
Josh Earnest. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 96 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed. The jury blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. Pete Weatherby, a lawyer representing 22 of the bereaved families, bitterly accused the government of abusing the survivors.
But immersed in the tragedy of the deaths of so many of their loved ones, the families were then to be subjected to lies by senior officers covering up their role, vile abuse in parts of the media, a campaign to blame supporters, and so to avoid accountability for those really responsible.
The ruling was the result of new inquests into the disaster at a 1989 semi-final match between Liverpool and Nottingham Forest. The original verdict of the accidental death was overturned in 2012. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.